今天我要讲这个祷告的原则。
Today I want to talk about the principles of prayer.
一段很熟悉的经文，我想可能你都知道。
The passage today is very familiar. I think you all know it.
也就是在马太福音第六章第九节到第十三节。
It's Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13.
这个是耶稣对门徒对关于这个祷告的教导。
This was Jesus teaching to the disciples about prayer.
马太福音第六章第九节，耶稣这么说：所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，就如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, Pray then in this way, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
什么是祷告？
So what is prayer?
你对这个祷告有多深？
How deep is your understanding of prayer?
你可能会说，祷告就是与神沟通。
You may say that prayer is communication with God.
但是按照圣经的教导，祷告不只是与神沟通。
But according to the Bible's teaching, prayer is not just communication with God.
我祷告超越人与神的沟通。
It goes beyond that communication with God.
它包含了至少有五个原则。
And it includes at least five principles.
那主耶稣还没有教导这个讲解这个祷告的意义之前。
Before Jesus taught about the meaning of prayer.
他在马太福音第六章第七节到第八节说。
He said in Matthew chapter 6 verses 7 to 8.
然后你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words.
你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
那主耶稣说的没有错。
What Jesus said is correct.
这是外邦人的祷告。
This is the prayer of pagans.
我小的时候，我所居住的村庄。
I lived in the village when I was young.
邻居有一位中年的妇女。
Our neighbor was a middle-aged woman.
非常的虔诚。
She was very devout.
那每天早上、中午、晚上都按时烧香奉拜他的神明。
Every day, morning, noon, and night, very right on time, she would burn incense and worship her gods.
那后来年纪大了她信了其他的神。
Later, when she was older, she began to believe in another god.
我不晓得是什么神。
I don't know which god that was.
那可能是佛祖吧。
It may have been the Buddha.
我看见他每天都坐在门前。
I saw her every day sitting outside her door.
他的手上拿了一串珠子。
She had a string of beads in her hand.
他的口一边念一边在算。
And she was praying and counting the beads as she prayed.
看起来好像一直在重复一些词句。
It was as if she was just repeating the words over and over.
每一天风雨不改，他都坐在门前向他的神祷告。
Every day, no matter what, rain or shine, she would sit at the door and pray to her God.
但是主耶稣说，这不是祷告。
But Jesus says this is not prayer.
他说，真正的祷告是这样的。
He said true prayer is this way.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免人的债。
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
这段经文被称为是主祷文。
These verses have been called the Lord's Prayer.
主耶稣说，当人祷告的时候，应当按照这个主祷文来祷告。
And Jesus said that when we pray, we should pray according to the Lord's Prayer.
那虽然这个主祷文是一个短短的祷告文。
And although the Lord's Prayer is very short.
但是里面包含了这个祷告的原则。
But it includes many prayer principles in it.
如果我们要知道如何的祷告，
If we want to know how to pray,
我们应当按照这个主祷文的原则来祷告。
We should pray according to these principles from the Lord's Prayer.
这个祷告文不是很长。
It's not very long.
但是它的内容非常的丰富。
But it is full of content.
它的内容包含了今天早上我要来讲的五个祷告的原则。
What's in the Lord's Prayer includes the five prayer principles that I want to talk about today.
在你的手上这个大纲你要跟着来看哦，有五个原则。
And there's an outline here that lists the five principles.
那首先让我们来看第一个的原则。
Let's look at the first principle.
当我们来到神面前祷告的时候，第一个原则就是要敬拜他。
When we come before the Lord in prayer, the first principle is begin with worship.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
莫主耶稣称这位神为天上的父神。
Jesus called God our heavenly Father.
天上这两个字是指这位神是至高的神。
Heavenly Father, these two words show that God is the highest God.
他是那位创造天地万物的主。
He's the Lord that created everything.
一切在天下地上的都在他的掌权之下。
Everything in heaven and earth is under his control.
如果我们要知道这位神如何的伟大，
If we want to know how great God is,
我们可以去问那些信了耶稣的天文学家。
You can ask Christian astronomers.
他们会告诉我们这位神是何等的伟大。
And they'll tell you that he is so great.
因为宇宙万物是这位神所创造的。
Because the universe and everything in it was created by him.
我们在旧约圣经里面，以色列人称这位神为耶和华。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites called God Jehovah or Yahweh.
他把它译为，如果英文字母的话，叫做 Yahweh。
In English, it's often Yahweh.
所以耶和华基本上就是 Yahweh。
So Jehovah or Yahweh.
那其实你看这个旧约圣希伯来文这个名词是 YHWH 译成。
The original name in the Hebrew language is just the four letters YHWH.
或者是 YHVH.
Sometimes YHVH.
这个 A 跟 E 是加上去的。
The A and the E have been added in.
不然的话 YHWH 不能够拼。
Because otherwise, how would you read YHWH?
所以以色列人没有办法用一个名称来称呼这位神。
The Israelites did not want to use a name to call God.
所以当文士抄写这个旧约圣经的时候，
When the scribes were copying the Old Testament,
然后每次抄到这个 YHWH 的时候，他们必须把他的笔丢掉。
When they would come to God's name, YHWH, they would write it and then throw their pen out.
然后不能够再用了。
They couldn't use it anymore.
因为他们认为啊，这个笔用来写过这个神的名之后。
Because they believe that after using the pen to write God's name,
啊，不能够再用来写其他的东西。
It couldn't be used to write normal stuff.
所以以色列人对这位神存有一个很敬畏，而且一个很严谨啊，并且有一个很严谨的一个态度。
So the Israelites had a very reverent and also strict, rigorous attitude toward God.
啊，这位神就是这么伟大。
Because this God was so great.
那么在旧约圣经里面记载了一些神的子民对这位神的祷告。
In the Old Testament, there are the prayers of some of God's people have been recorded.
那比如说在撒母记第二章第一节第到第四节记载了哈拿的祷告。
For example, in 1 Samuel 2 verses 1 to 10, it records Hannah's prayer.
我们在开始祷告之前，哈拿对神说
：“Before Hannah began to pray,
我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢心。”
Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart exults in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth speaks boldly against my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation."
只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。
There is no one holy like the Lord. Indeed, there is no one beside you. Nor is there any rock like our God.
人不要夸口说骄傲的话。也不要出啊惶惶的言语，因耶和华是大有智慧的神，人的行为被他衡量。
Boast no more so very proudly. Do not let arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and with him actions are weighed.
在还没有向神祷告之前，哈拿在神的面前称颂这位神。
Before Hannah began to pray to God, she came before him and praised him.
在初期教会的时候，这些信徒去传这个耶稣的福音。
In the early church period, the disciples were spreading the gospel.
而受到众人的迫害。
And were persecuted greatly for it.
那因此他们向神祷告。
And so they prayed to God.
根据这个《使徒行传》第四章二十四节的记载说。
And it's recorded in Acts 4:24.
他们听见了，就同心合意的高声向神说：“主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的。”
When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them.
所以在还没有向神祷告之前，哈拿跟这些初级教会的信徒称颂这位伟大的神。
So both Hannah and the early church disciples, before they began to pray, they started with praise.
所以这些祷告有一个共同的地方。
So there's a common element here.
开始的时候，他们来到神的面前敬拜他。
When they began, they come before the Lord with praise.
并且称颂这位伟大的神。
And praise his greatness.
所以当我们来到神面前祷告的时候。
When we come before the Lord in prayer.
我们是否有承认这位神是创造天地万物的主
？Do we acknowledge that He is the God who created everything？
那这位神是否是至高至圣的神
？That He's the most holy, the most high God。
所以这句经文说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So this verse says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name."
请我们看后面呢。后半句说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Look at the last half of the verse, "Hallowed be your name."
这句经文说明说这位神是圣洁的。
This verse shows that God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的，当我们来到神面前祷告的时候
，Because God is holy, when we come before Him in prayer,
我们必须要除去我们心中的罪孽。
We must get rid of all the sin in our hearts.
因为在诗篇里面讲得很清楚。
It says very clearly in Psalm 66.
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
因为神的伟大，还有他的圣洁，我们来到神的面前敬拜他。
We come before the Lord and praise Him for His greatness and His holiness.
啊，这个是第一个原则。
That's the first prayer principle.
那么第二个原则呢？当我们来到神面前祷告的时候
，The second principle, when we come before the Lord in prayer,
我们必须要承认他在掌权。
We must acknowledge that God is in control.
那么这位神不仅是创造天地的主。
He's not only the God who created heaven and earth.
那么一切被造的都在他掌权之下。
Everything that has been created is under his authority.
那么神不只掌管过去的事情。
He's not only sovereign over what happened in the past.
他掌权现在，他掌权将来要发生的事情。
But he's sovereign over what's happening now and what will happen in the future.
所以在马太福音第六章第十节说。
In Matthew 6:10 it says,
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
啊，这个国是一个属灵的国度。
This kingdom is a spiritual kingdom.
那么圣经说，神的国已经来到地上。
The Bible says that God's kingdom has already come to the earth.
啊，但是还没有完完全全的实现。
But it hasn't fully manifested.
然后圣经也告诉我们，有一天这个国将会完完全全的实现。
But the Bible also tells us that one day that kingdom will be fully, apparent.
然后当主耶稣再来的时候，他将会把地上所有的国度把他们除去。
When Jesus comes again, he will do away with all kingdoms of the earth.
啊。将会设立一个永恒的国度。
And he will establish his eternal kingdom.
那么在那时，耶稣将会成为万王之王，万主之主。
And at that time, he will truly be King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以当我们来到神面前祷告的时候，我们求神的国降临。
So when we come before the Lord in prayer, we should ask that his kingdom come.
愿他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以当我们来到神面前祷告的时候
，So when we come before the Lord in prayer,
不是按照我们的意思，而是随从寻求神的旨意。
It's not according to what we want, but it should be asking that God's will be done.
那么主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候
，When Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
啊、他向神祷告，因为他将要上十字架。
He was praying to God because he was about to be crucified.
他求神把这个苦杯拿掉。
He asked God to take the bitter cup away from him.
那但是他说，不是我的意思，乃是你的旨意。
But he said, not my will, but thy will be done.
神的旨意就是要耶稣死在十字架上。
And God's will was that Jesus would die on the cross.
成就他的救恩。
And accomplish his salvation.
那么有一个晚上，有位父亲听到他的小女儿在房里面讲话。
One evening, a father heard his little daughter praying or saying something in her room.
然后这位父亲就很好奇地走去这个小女儿的房间。
He was very curious and he went up to her room.
然后刚好那个门没有完全的关上。
Luckily, the door wasn't completely closed.
所以从那个门缝里面，他可以看到这个小女儿在房里面跪在床边祷告。
He could see through the crack in the door that she was kneeling at her bedside praying.
所以他在门外就细心的听。
So he listened very carefully from the door, from outside the door.
但是听到女儿在念 A B C D E F G.
But he heard his daughter was just saying A B C D E F G.
这个女儿一直在重复的念。
And she kept repeating this.
那个父亲不想打断女儿所做的。
The father didn't want to interrupt what his daughter was doing.
但是他又很好奇，他坚持。坚持不住。
But he was too curious, he couldn't stop himself.
所以在门外他小声地说宝贝啊你在做什么
So from outside the door, he said very quietly, Darling, what are you doing?
女儿说，爸爸，我在向神祷告。
She said, Dad, I'm praying to God.
父亲说，但是你为什么以这个英文字母来祷告？
And then the father said to her, Why are you praying using the English alphabet?
所以女儿说，我来到神面前祷告的时候。
The daughter said, When I come before the Lord to pray,
我不知道要说什么。
I don't know what I should say.
所以我就念这些英文字母。
So I'm saying the alphabet.
由神按照他的意思把他们编排好。
And so God can take the letters and put them together according to what He wants.
他要怎么编排就怎么编排。
He can, however He wants to put those letters together, He can do it.
虽然这个小女儿的祷告听起来很简单。
Although this little girl's prayer seems very simple,
但是存有一个很深奥的一个真理。
But it has a very deep truth in it.
由神按照他的意思把他们编排好。
May God, according to His will, arrange our prayer.
他要怎么编就怎么编。
He can arrange it however He wants to.
一个成熟的祷告是来到神的面前聆听他的旨意。
Mature prayer is coming before the Lord listening for His will.
不是按照我们的意思。
And not according to what we want.
这个是祷告第二个原则，就是神在掌权。
This is the second prayer principle. God is in control.
然后第三个原则。
The third principle.
当我们来到神面前祷告的时候
When we come before the Lord in prayer,
我们求神供应我们的需要
We ask God to meet our needs.
因为神的伟大还有他的圣洁我们敬拜他
Because of God's greatness and His holiness, we worship Him.
我们承认他在掌权
We acknowledge His sovereignty.
所以当我们做到这两点之后
After we've done these two things,
我们才向神求他供应我们的需要。
Only then do we come before God and ask for His provision.
但是很多时候我们没有做到这两点，我们一来到神的面前就祈求向他供应我们的需要。
So many times we haven't started with worship and acknowledging God's sovereignty. We just come straight to Him and ask to Him to meet our needs.
不是求这个求那个，好像到市场买菜一样。
We're asking for this, asking for that. It's like we're going to going shopping.
好像麦当劳order.
It's like we're going to McDonald's and ordering our food.
所以马太福音说。第六章第十一节说我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们
Matthew 6:11 says give us today our daily bread
请注意这节经文两句两个词句一个是日用一个是今日
Look at two let's pay attention to two words here one is today the other is daily
NIV 把它翻译成 daily today
it's aTranslated by the NIV as daily and today.
它的意思是说指一天的饮食和今天的饮食。
And the meaning of that is the daily bread for one day and the daily bread for today.
不是明天的饮食或者是后天的饮食。
Not our daily bread for tomorrow or the next day.
不是很多天的饮食或者明年的饮食。
It's not daily bread for many days or for next year.
而是今天的饮食。
It is today's daily bread only.
所以主耶稣要我们求今天的饮食。
So Jesus wants us to ask for our daily bread.
如果我们把马太福音第六章看完之后
If we read the whole book of Matthew,
我们就体会到主耶稣所说的。
Then we'll really experience what Jesus said.
在六章二十五节这么说。
In chapter 6, verse 25, it says,
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑，穿什么，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?
然后他在34节又说，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
And then he said, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
那么以色列人当他们离开埃及之后来到旷野。
When the Israelites left Egypt, they went to the wilderness.
啊，他们没有什么东西吃。
They didn't have anything to eat.
那神就从天上降下这个玛纳给他们吃。
God sent down manna from heaven for them.
那每一天早晨的时候，以色列人啊，从这个地上捡起这个玛纳作为他们的食物。
Every morning in the early morning, the Israelites would go out and gather manna for their food.
他们只是捡足够一天的食物。
And they can only gather enough for one day.
因为明天将会有新鲜的玛纳。
Because the next day there would again be fresh manna.
他们不需多捡，因为多捡也没有用，会坏掉。
They couldn't gather any more than one day's worth because it would go bad.
我神要他们维持一天的需要。
God provided every day's needs for them.
同样的，当我们来到神的面前祈求他供应我们的需要的时候。
In the same way, when we come before God and we ask for His provision, ask Him to meet our needs.
我们求神赐给我们今天的饮食。
Then we should ask God to give us today's daily bread.
不是明天的饮食
，not tomorrow's，
不是下个月的饮食
，not next week's，
或者是明年的饮食
，or next year's。
我们求神供应我们今天的需要。
We ask Him to meet today's needs。
那因此，主耶稣在这个马太福音这节经文讲得很好。
And Jesus said it very well in Matthew 6:34。
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有他的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Give us today our daily bread.
这节经文存有一个很深奥的一个真理。
This verse has a very deep truth in it.
神要我们以信心来信靠他。
God wants us to rely on Him in faith.
相信他是那位全能的神。
And believe He's the all-powerful God.
他会供应我们的需要。
And He will meet our needs.
好了，第四个原则。
The fourth principle.
所以当我们来到神面前祷告的时候。
When we come before the Lord in prayer.
我们必须要检讨我们跟人的关系。
We should examine our personal relationships.
十二节说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Verse 12 says, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors."
那祷告不只是我们跟神之间的关系。
Prayer is not just the relationship between us and God.
也牵涉到我们跟人之间的关系。
It also involves our relationships with other people.
我们在我们生活里面，我们是否得罪别人或者被人得罪
？In our lives, if we've offended anyone or been offended by someone.
有些人被人得罪，心里面不服。
A lot of people have been offended by someone, and they're just not willing to forgive.
使到他们不能够饶恕别人的罪过。
And it causes them not to be able to forgive what other people have done.
但是这节经文说，免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债。
But this verse says, "Forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors."
如果我们要求神饶恕我们的错过
，If we want to ask God to forgive our sins,
首先我们必须要饶恕别人的错过。
We must first forgive other people's sins against us.
所以主耶稣在马太福音六章第十四节到第十五节说
，So Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 verses 14-15 says,
他说：“你们饶恕人的过犯。”你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
But if you do not forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins.
如果我们不饶恕别人的过犯，圣经讲得很清楚，天父也不会饶恕我们的过犯。
If we don't forgive others' sins, then the Bible tells us very clearly God will not forgive us.
那可见不饶恕人的过错是很严重的事情。
And we can see that being unwilling to forgive other people's sins is a very serious thing.
那如果神不饶恕我们的话，我们就没有希望了。
If God does not forgive our sins, we have no hope.
神饶恕了我们，因此我们必须要饶恕别人。
God forgave us, so we should be willing to forgive others.
那么当我们饶恕别人的过错的时候，
When we forgive others,
我们就得到释放。
We find release.
能够坦然无惧地来到神的面前向他祷告。
And we can come before the Lord boldly in prayer.
神也听我们的祷告。
And God will hear our prayers.
因为我们把心中的罪孽除去了。
Because we've gotten rid of the sin in our hearts.
所以饶恕别人是祷告一个很重要的一个条件。
And so, forgiving others is a very important principle in prayer.
在马可福音第十一章二十五节说
，It says in Mark 11:25，
你们站坐祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你的过犯。
Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions.
什么是真正的祷告？
What is true prayer?
我们应当如何来到神的面前祷告？
How should we come before the Lord in prayer?
第一点，来到神的面前敬拜他。
The first point is to come before God with worship.
那第二点，就是承认这位神在掌权。
Second is acknowledge God's sovereignty.
当我们做到这两点之后，我们第三才求神供应我们的需要。
Only after we've done these first two things should we come before God and ask for His provision.
我们做了这些之后，我们必须要检讨我们跟人之间的关系。
After that, we should examine our relationships with others.
然后最后这个原则，当我们来到神面前祷告的时候。
And the last principle when we come before God in prayer.
我们要祈求神保守我们。
We should seek God's protection.
第十三节说。不叫我们遇见试探，求救我们脱离这个凶恶。
Verse 13 says, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one."
我们在我们的生活里面，我们遇到不同的试探。
We experience so many temptations in our lives.
因为试探不是从神而来的。
Temptation is not from God.
而是从魔鬼而来的。
It's from the devil.
魔鬼是真实的。
The devil is real.
他的存在是我们不应当否认的。
We cannot deny his existence.
有不少的基督徒认为魔鬼不存在。
There are a fair number of Christians who believe that the devil does not exist.
以为是神话故事。
They think he's a myth.
但是在圣经里面，彼得前书第五章第八节说。
But in the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 it says,
他说勿要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同这个吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找那些可以吞吃的人。
Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
那保罗在以弗所书第二章第二节也这么说。
And Paul says in Ephesians 2:2,
他说那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在伯利之子心中运行的邪灵。
In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
基督徒正在面对一场属灵的征战。
Christians are facing spiritual warfare.
那因此保罗在以弗所书第六章对我们这么说。
And so Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 said to us,
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
你知道在这么多军装里面，这些武器，属灵的武器当中，其中这个武器是什么？
Do you know, out of all this armor and the weaponry, spiritual weaponry that we have, what is one of them?
那其中这个武器就是祷告。
One of those weapons that we have is prayer.
所以在十八节，保罗说，靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，必要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
And so Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 says,With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert, with all perseverance and petition for all the saints.
所以在我们的日常生活当中有不少的试探。
In our daily lives, we have a lot of temptations.
然后除了这些试探，还会受到魔鬼的攻击。
In addition to temptation and tests, we also receive attacks from the devil.
所以因此我们必须在祷告的时候。
And so when we pray,
求神保守我们。
We should ask for God's protection.
使到我们脱离这个凶恶。
To keep us from the evil one.
当我们向神求告的时候，他必会保守我们。
When we come before the Lord in prayer, He will protect us.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十章第十三节这么说。
Paul in 1 Corinthians 10:13 says,
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的，神是信实的。必叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
什么是真正的祷告？
So what is true prayer?
你的祷告是怎么样的?
What is your prayer like?
我盼望从今天开始，我们明白这个主导文的内涵。
I hope that from today on, we will really understand the content and the meaning of the Lord's Prayer.
当我们来到神面前祷告的时候，
When we come before the Lord in prayer,
那首先我们要敬拜他。
We first must start with worship.
第二，我们要承认他在掌权。
Second, we must acknowledge God's sovereignty.
当我们做到这两点之后，我们才向神祈求。
After we've done these two things, only then do we come before the Lord and ask for things.
来供应我们的需要。
Ask Him to meet our needs.
那除此之外，我们必须要检讨我们跟人之间的关系。
In addition to this, we should examine our relationships with others.
如果我们心中有得罪别人或者被人得罪的话，
If we have been offended by someone or if we have offended someone,
我们必须要饶恕他们。
We should forgive them.
然后最后，我们每次祷告的时候，我们求神保守我们能够脱离这个凶恶。
And lastly, when we come before the Lord in prayer, we should ask for His protection and ask Him to keep us from evil.
如果我们这样祷告的话，神必会祝福我们。
If we will pray, then God will bless us.
Let us 安静在神的面前来默想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and come.Before the Lord and consider today's message.
你的祷告是如何的?
What is your prayer like?
我们是否每当来到神的面前的时候，就开始向他祈求。
Do we, when we come before the Lord in prayer, begin with asking for things?
而忘记了他是那位创造天地万物的主。
Forgetting that He's the God who created heaven and earth.
而忘记了他是那位掌权的主。
Forgetting that He's the sovereign Lord.
我们从今天开始， 让我们学习这个祷告主导文。
From today on, let us always be studying the Lord's Prayer.
当我们来到神面前祷告的时候，
When we come before the Lord in prayer,
我们首先要颂赞这位伟大的神。
We will begin with praising this Almighty God.
我们要承认他在掌权。
And acknowledging that He is in control.
所有的事情都在他的掌权之下。
Everything is under His sovereignty.
当我们祷告的时候，
When we pray,
不是按照我们的意思。
It's not according to what we want.
而是来到神的面前寻求他的旨意。
But we come before the Lord and seek His will.
那么从今天开始，让我们有一个新的开始。
From today, may we have a new start.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你教导我们什么祷告。
Please teach us how to pray.
那么借着祷告，我们更加的认识你。
That through prayer we may know you more.
我们要感谢你，因为你让我们能够坦然无惧的来到你面前向你祷告。
We thank you that you allow us to come before you boldly in prayer.
因此我们要感谢奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.